That just sounded so bad.
Every guy said that at least once.
Actually, some of them probably say the opposite. Oh, why won't it go?
I mean, why'd it go down? Mentally, I'm ready. Physically, it's whiskey. Sorry, I've been drinking whiskey. Oh, like, you make God, an excuse.
I can't believe this is where we're starting the show. Oh.
You make an excuse. I'm sorry, I had 2 glasses of prune juice earlier, and this is what happens.
Oh, Jesus. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard 2 people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like the one we were having right as the show started. We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, recap, finally decision day, and I thought I was done with this shit.
Yeah, well, okay, so 2 reasons why you're not done with this. One, we got the reunion, and we'll get to the other, that the reason why your phone's been blowing up since this episode started, about 15 minutes into this decision day episode. We'll get to that, but first, gotta let everyone understand why, because if it's the first time you're joining us, and it's the first time you're seeing us, first of all, where the hell you been, and welcome. But the reason why Terrell seems to have this kind, and you're going to notice it as you go through this. He is not a big fan of reality TV, right? So why are we watching this? Why are we recapping Married at First Sight? Here's what happened. He made a deal with the devil at some point in time that he would never watch The Bachelor. I have no idea why he chose that show, first of all. He would never watch it till they had a black bachelor. Well, lo and behold, ABC says, hold my beer, meet Matt James. So while he's stuck watching that show, me being the great friend that I am, I'll watch it with him. And in return, because he is such a great friend too. See, it took me a whole season, but I finally got to say that you're a great friend too. Okay?
I had to sit through 2 hours, actually 3 hours the first episode, and then 2 hours every Wednesday.
Yes.
We've known each other 20 years. I had to go through this shit for you to finally say I'm a great friend. Got it. Got
because it. I just need to know that you're going to make it through the whole season first.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell everybody every Wednesday I send you a text with the middle finger?
Yeah.
That's how I got through the season.
So he's watching the show that I like, Married at First Sight. Here we are, season 13. It's been a long season. And I am so glad that when they decided to do Decision Day, they didn't do what they've done in the past, which is give us snippets of all the shit we've just saw that they gave us for the last 14 months. At least they just went straight through it. Let's go. Season 14, here we come, because Gil and Merla, Decision Day, and I went back and looked at this. Episode 3 first, we did our predictions, right? Our way too early predictions. You said no to Gil and Merla. I said yes. And we didn't change throughout this entire thing. Hmm. And then you made another deal with the devil.
So, but before we get into it, I want to address our fabulous YouTube audience that follows us regularly. I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And so it looks like we will be doing season 14.
Yes.
But to my prayer warriors, I have a message.
All two of them.
you ever been at a black church and somebody starts speaking in tongues and then someone else is like, that's not right. And they correct it. Mm-hmm. I feel like all of my prayer warriors are those people who just say whatever, you know, see my bow tie, tie my bow tie. Like, they just say stuff that's not speaking in tongues. And those were the people that I thought were like, had the voice for me to help Gil and Merla make the right decision to say that you're not a fit. So we do season 14. If you comment that you're one of my prayer warriors, I'm giving you side eye immediately. Because if you're one of the same prayer warriors that got me through season 13, this is your fault. This isn't on me. This is your fault.
I just want to say that it's nothing against your prayer warriors, okay? They were one outnumbered and outprayed. Because the prayer warriors on the other side, oh, them jokers were strong.
those are some old school Baptists, right? Need it till I want. Yeah, those are some old school Baptist folks that was. Look,
Gil those, Merla, those are prayer warriors with the Usher gloves and the kitten heels.
And the MLK fans just sitting there, just like, no, Terrell, the devil is a lie. They gonna make it, I believe. So, Gil and Merla, they said yes. That's fine. I still stand by what I said, that I don't think they are compatible. Now, one thing I will say is Merla was fine when she came out. When the doors opened up, she came through. Even with all that, whatever she had on her eyes, even with her Batwoman makeup,
yeah.
I was like, girl, you fly. I still wouldn't like you.
Yeah.
And all the negative things she said about the wedding, the ring, like she's just such a negative Nancy.
She is.
And I'm like, Gil, why would you do this to yourself? Because he's putting up with it. But I mean, bringing her around other people, she's that kind of person that like you would invite Gil to your house for a barbecue. She's going to walk in and judge your house and judge everything about you and talk trash to Gil. But smile in your face, but totally just talk down to you. And I'm just like, why do you want to be with a person like this? I like the fact that she is an ambitious, driven woman and her career and financials are something that's really important to her. I totally admire that. And I think it's great. I'm a big believer in women empowering women. Do that. But Gil, why? I'm just so disappointed in this decision. Not because of my selfish reason that of the bet I made, but I'm just disappointed. I'm like, Gil, you can do so much better.
But here's why. Because they actually have conversations. And, you know, I like the fact that they started slow. I didn't like how slow she wanted to start. Like, you know, you stay on that side of the house, I stay on this side. But I will say that when he did bring that up to her and he said, you know, your negativity affects me and it makes me negative. And I always say that because I love to tell people negativity is a cancer. And which is why I try to avoid it so much, because the minute you allow it to creep in, ooh, that shit can take over so fast, so fast. You got to snatch yourself out of it or you go down this wormhole, right? So I like the fact that he had that conversation. He said that to her, even in front of the experts. And what was her response? I never thought of it like that. And I think that's a breakthrough for them in that sense. I'm like you, I don't think they're going to make it long term, but you know, they made it through what we needed to make it through, which is decision day and season 14. Here we come.
Well, still, I think that her negativity and her attitude is just so, it's just hard for me to digest, right? And I believe that the fact that Gil is just this positive person, she's negative about every single thing. There's nothing that Gil will do for her that's going to fit the bill. And the fact that she was able to look these experts in the face and pretty much look at, you know, Lifetime and say, hey, this whole wedding was whack. This ring was whack. Like, everything is so bad. Why not just keep that inside voice and not say anything? I've been to parties, I've been to weddings where I'm just like, no way I would do this. But I'm not judging them for it. She's just so judgy. And so I just
wonder, if somebody asked, you would have said it. Just like they asked her and she said it.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I'd have been like, hey, this is great, because I knew, A, I didn't pay for it. My family didn't pay for it. Why are you tripping? Right? Why are you making a big deal out of this? And it's part of for the show that you signed up for. Mm-hmm. No one kidnapped her. This isn't Squid Games. She doesn't get kidnapped and all of a sudden showed up, woke up in a bunk bed in a wedding dress and like, you come outside. No, she knew what she was going into the whole time. And so to have that type of attitude, I just think it's just so poor. But I don't see how she changes that. And her attitude has been consistent for 8 weeks. Gil is just patient. So maybe when they did consummate the marriage, maybe she put it on him in a way that he's never had it before. And so he's just like, yeah, she cray, but she got that good, good.
I doubt that. You know, one of the couples I thought from the very beginning was going to make it, Johnny and Bao. I thought they were going to make it. You said no. You were right, but yet for the wrong reason.
Well, I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please?
For the wrong reason.
No, before that.
There was nothing before that. I will say this. The fact that Johnny said yes, we know it was all strictly for the cameras, because he literally said that he wished he was matched with literally anyone else. There's no coming back from that. A woman said that to you, if the woman you were married to said that to you, are you going to say yes on decision day? Hell no.
No. I mean, the fact that he said that, and it wasn't like anyone else I'm more compatible with. It was just anybody. Just go outside the door. Whoever's there, bring her in. And let's swap out. Like, he didn't care.
The man behind the camera. I don't even like men, but I'm mad at him.
Do you like darts? We can play darts. I'm good at darts. But that, like, that whole scene, I knew they were not going to work out from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Not for the reasons that I said, because I thought Bao was a bit of a problem. And Bao has her issues. Let's not say that she's 100% clean out of this deal. But Johnny was the problem. Yeah. And I was shocked that Johnny said yes. I'm like, dude, you put her through hell.
Yeah.
Why would you say yes? You weren't happy. Every vein in your freaking side of your forehead kept just exploding every conversation you had. You weren't happy. And it's okay to say that. And it's okay to say, hey, this just didn't work out for me. You're a cool person. It didn't work out. Now, here's what I think about Bao, though. I think Bao has... You ever have that person you've had this crush on for decades, and then you finally date, mm-hmm. and then you realize, oh, shit. And then what happened was Johnny has been blowing her off for a long time before Married at First Sight. Now he's giving her the chance. Johnny's true color shows, and Bao is like, yeah, I'm out. Now Johnny's like, no, but I want to make it work. It's because Johnny's not used to that type of rejection.
Yeah.
So, but he's just a turd in everything that the way he handled it. So I'm happy that those two, well, let me back up. I'm happy that Bao said no.
I will say this. You can tell, I mean, and this is how I know Johnny did it for the cameras. When Bao said no, before she said no, right before she said no, you could see the anxiety on his face. And it was almost relief when she said no. Because he did not want to have to deal with her anymore, right? Because mm-hmm. when you come out of your mouth and you tell somebody that I literally wish I was matched with anybody else.
No, once you put it out there, it's there. And there's so many different things that Johnny said to Bao that there was no coming back from.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't realistically verbally abuse somebody and then be like, you know what? There's a reason the experts put us together. I should give this another chance. Why? When you treated her like crap the last 3 weeks.
I love the fact that she was like, it's too little, too late. Somebody should have been paying attention to this episode very keenly. we'll get to that later. But yeah. Ryan and Brett, we both said, nah. I mean, I forgot they were on the show halfway through the season anyway, but no surprises here, right?
We'll probably spend 45 seconds on this. Never saw them working out from the beginning. He was never attracted to her from the beginning. He couldn't articulate that he was not interested in her. And then he created a dating app or dating profile. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, dude, you're in Houston. Like, that's bold that what he did. What I feel bad about is Brett deserved better. Brett, I think, is a great person. I think she's a beautiful woman. And there's so many cool things about Brett that I like that I'm like, she doesn't deserve that. And I'm hoping that she's someone out of everybody. If there's some kind of spinoff deal, you're the next Bachelorette or something, like, hey, Brett, put your name in the hat. Because she deserves something good. And I feel bad that she was doomed from day one.
Yeah. You know, you said this would take 45 seconds. And you took 44. And there's a good reason why. Because all I got to say is, yep.
Her. Hey, I concur.
This couple right here, man. Oh, Zach and Michaela. From the very beginning, we both said no. We said no for two different reasons, but we both said no. And I will say, when Michaela showed up on decision day, she looked up ready to snatch her man or the next man. I'm usually not a fan of the boots and the short stuff, but she was looking good.
She had a weird kind of retro Star Wars vibe that I was just like, what are you wearing? Like, what are you doing?
It was the curls. The curls did it for me. I like the natural. I like the natural. You should have liked the curls. You don't like the weave. You don't like the extra long weave. So you should have liked the curls. The natural curls.
I think her hair was beautiful, but I just saw like the hair, the outfit, the boots. My mind went straight to Star Wars, and then
she had a lightsaber.
It went straight to Star Wars. But then also, I can't stop thinking about Crazy Michaela at the in the farm or whatever it was. So when I saw her come out, all I could think of was like. Oh, yeah. She's on a totally different level. I was just like, no. But, you know, watching that, I'll go individual people. I'm hoping that Michaela, through this experience, learns and grows, right? Because I do think she's a dope woman. I just think that she's had some bad experiences that makes her the way she is. And I'm hoping that she sees it. Zach, though, you cannot break up with somebody and tell them, next to my mom, you're the best, most amazing woman I've ever met. You can't say that to somebody. It's a mixed message. And then to say, I want a divorce, but I want to see what happens afterwards. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But he said this before. We knew this stupid shit. And again, no surprises. Zach is full of shit. I'm so glad that Pastor Troy, as you like to call him, called him on his shit. I was just like, yo, hell no. I mean, because he doesn't want a commitment. But what he wants to do is be her new cut buddy. You and I talked about this at the start of the season, how Michaela had a cut buddy that she cut off right before, once she found out she was getting married. Match.
Hey, big so, head.
She hit him right now, W-I-D.
Yeah. What you doing? You up? I just finished
wrapping
up the show.
He's going to be like, you're goddamn right. Because he doesn't have to deal with her crazy, just her crazy.
Exactly. The good crazy.
But Zach... Now, here's the thing. In Zach's defense, and I will say this, because I drag Zach all the time, and I'm still going to because Zach is full of shit. But in his defense, if you or I were dating somebody like Michaela, and she blows up and walks out the house the first time, after I already told you the night before, I'm going to take the dog out in the morning, and then you wake up and blow a gasket, destroy the damn roll of toilet paper. Why? And we're going to need that shit, okay? Understand? Mm-hmm. destroy the damn wipes. You know it's a pandemic. What is wrong with you? And then you pack up all your shit and you walk out? Neither of us are going to be around for the rest. That's week one. We're not there the rest of those 7 weeks.
Okay. You're right. You and I wouldn't do that. But also, you and I wouldn't say, we need to break up. You're the most amazing woman I've met next to my mom, mm-hmm. but this is not working out. We wouldn't say those words.
Nope.
And you can't do that. And watching Zach and Michaela and just watching Zach, I learned a whole lot about me because I feel like there's parts of me when I think about past relationships, mm-hmm. I was Zach, where you don't just want to tell somebody the truth because it's going to hurt their feelings. You feel it's going to be a blow up. So you give mixed signals like, you're amazing. You're the most amazing woman I've ever met in my life, but, you know, whatever. Like, when you say that, it's wrong. And I loved what Pastor Troy said, is that... I love what Pastor Troy said. It's like, there's no but. It's yes. Like, no.
Yes, but is different
or
than no but.
There's yes, but I need to see these things improve. Or I need more of this from you. Yes, but I need you to understand this. But there's no such thing as... No, I don't want to be with you, but we should still hang out.
Let me explain something.
Because we know what that means.
Yes, but means one thing. No, but means there's nothing there.
Miss 6 o'clock?
Ironing board. That's what I got out of that.
Maybe you should have said yes to the but. Yeah. No to the
that's
relationship.
That's what he was saying. That's yes. Exactly what he was saying.
Maybe you know, he should
let's
say
get
that.
A divorce and we can date after. And in fact, yeah. Here's a I don't want to say crazy. All right. I got to realize this is 2021. We're about to go in 2022. The messed up part about this is she's actually considering this shit. At least she was when the camera.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she totally was. And that's just, you're 100% right. And I'm hoping that a lot of women that are watching the show, watching us, and watching Married at First Sight, look at this and like think about your self-worth. What does that mean when a man tells you, you're the most amazing person next to my mom. I don't want to be married to you. But once the cameras go, hey, let's just date and see what happens. Like, what is he doing? And I hope that a lot of women look at that and realize, like, you're worth a lot more than that. And if a guy's not giving you what you feel you deserve, bounce, regardless how you feel. She's been dealt with so much shit from Zach that she was still willing to say yes after 8 weeks. When it was, we can all tell, Stevie Wonder can see it was a rocky 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. But she was still willing to go through with it and yeah. Stay married to him. And that's what's so sad, because that tells me something about where she needs to get some of that therapy for herself to understand who she is, mm-hmm. understand her value, and understand she's way more than what we saw on this show. So I'm really rooting for Michaela that she gets something out of this, but I think you can see where her psyche is, that, mm-hmm. that she thinks that this could still possibly work after the way she was treated. And they made her look bad with the whole flip out and all that. Mm-hmm. But still, I think that she could use some counseling.
Oh, yeah. She definitely needs it. She's got some work to do. And I love the fact that you're being all Iyanla Van Terrell, you know, telling the ladies to do this, this, and the other. Here's what I want. I want the women that have been in our YouTube comments defending this man and talking about, oh, well, he's been abused. Terrell and I have been telling y'all for weeks that man is full of shit. Take it from men. We know that man is full of shit. We're telling you that. And you're trying to defend him still.
It out week three, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like week three where I'm like, there's week something three. About Zach.
Something you said. And I said it a couple of weeks ago. Like, you called this early on, which I didn't see. You said it from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But as I saw it later, I'm calling it out. Zach is full of shit. Y'all defend him now. Go ahead. Right down here.
So this is the equivalent of you saying that I was right.
So Jose and Rachel.
It hurts, right? Like it burns trying to come up out of your mouth. I get it. Go ahead. Jose and Rachel. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I said no from the very beginning because Jose was very insecure, especially once she said to him, well, you know, I'm everything I wanted because I'm no longer looking for looks. I mean, it's about who I'm attracted to. She just crushed his whole ego. And you were still like, yeah, well, maybe because, you know, she's very traditional, so she's probably going to stick in it, you know, not. And you are right in this one, in the sense of the fact that you were leaving.
You three times today.
You did not say yes. You said no, maybe.
This is recorded. There's three times today that you said I was right. I just want the record to show that. But go ahead. Sorry.
Well, not if I edit this correctly.
If you do, yeah. If you do, I'm gonna start posting like my own little like, hey y'all, I don't have much time. This is Terrell from Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Are you gonna blink?
Yanni's tripping.
Save me.
Yeah, save me. I'm blinking twice. I need help.
All my good bits are being edited out. Oh my God. So what do you think of Jose and Rachel saying yes to being locked out again?
So what I said before, and it's so true, I said, you know what? I don't agree with it, but I bet they're going to stay together. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that if we have any listeners that are Latino or Latina, because I've been saying this whole thing, that's like it's this machismo thing that Jose has. And I think culturally, it's like not a big divorce group. Like we just don't randomly, like we're in this. We decided we're doing this. We're going to make it work. If there's any Latinos or Latinas that listen to the show, I would love to hear what you think specifically about everything you've seen in this season with Rachel and Jose. Because I still have concerns. I believe that he showed who he was. He's very charming and charismatic. And like those are the people you have to be careful of. Because if you ever watch when he's in a group with everybody else, he's a very charming person. But I can't let my mind forget about the F you, get out, lock mm-hmm. you out. I thought you left. I didn't know. You know, and his trust issues.
The lies,
because
yeah.
He's, yeah, I mean, all those different things. Like I'm disappointed. And I hope I'm wrong, right? I really do. I don't want to see ill will happen to anybody. I'm hoping that maybe they've talked, they worked it out outside the cameras. There's different things that they've done and they're in a good place and they're going to stay in that place. But I just find that a big red flag, you know, that particular blow up and just how he handled. And then the way that Rachel went to her ex's house because he locked her out.
Let me say this, and I keep saying this over and over again. If you lock somebody out of the house that you share, you deadbolted the house that you and your wife, you locked her out. You knew there was no way for her to get back in. You have no say where she goes after that. None. And the fact that he wants to try and defend it later, right? And then even defend like, well, you know, but you just wanted to leave. Stop it. You can't defend locking her out of the house. Right. You also can't defend talking to her in that way. And I'm glad that she addressed it today too. But I think it's going to happen again because he feels he can do that. He feels he's above her. He feels she's beneath him. And he, you know, he's fine if she wants to do the things that he wants to do. But he's not fine stepping out and doing the things that she wants to do. It's you and your wife. You have the financial capabilities to go take trips. Go make
because
those
they want
memories.
Money.
Do it. Yeah.
It's because what she wants costs money. And I'm not knocking Jose's philosophy because he's built and generated wealth for himself on his own. And so I think that's great. But if you're going to be with somebody, you can't minimize their dreams to your financial standard. You can't say like, oh, wow, you want to see the world? Awesome. Let's go to the hill country in Austin.
Let's do not that. Only that, let's go but here's hiking. The thing. It's not like she wasn't traveling before they met. She didn't go, exactly. Oh, you got money? Well, let's go travel. No, she was like, well, here's what I like to do.
Exactly.
And you're financially able to do it, so this is great. Let us do it. She's not saying, well, I need you to pay for it. She's like, shit, I got right. some off. Let's go.
Yeah. No, 100% right. And I think that's the challenge with him. He has, mm-hmm. when he made the comment about we're married now, so we're going to have one joint account, and this is how we're going to do it. That's that machismo Latin guy runs the shit and the girl's submissive. And that's not who he's with. But I'm still disappointed in the fact that she got a visual of what he did to her. And people might comment and say, you know, that was one time. But that was one time in like a short period of time. It'd be one thing, they've been together 5 years and he had a crazy bourbon bender and locked her out. This was early on in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's a sign of what he's like. He's very insecure. But also, if you look at his body language and watch how he talks when they're one-on-one with her compared to in the group, he has the potential, in my opinion, I'm no psychiatrist, but it's like a sociopath. It's like, I feel like there's something crazy about this dude. And he sells himself as this really open, honest, charismatic person that listens and really leads with his heart. And all that when he's in front of the group. But what he did to her when he was pissed, that's who he really is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm hoping that she sees that. Like, this is who you really are. This person that you did in dinner and all this stuff. Oh, that's cool, Jose. But this is the real you after the cameras are off, after your makeup's off, your beard's not trimmed, you got your PJs on. Like, this is the real you. So,
Rachel, we're praying for you. And we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because next up is the reunion. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen on this. And just we get to see. I think they're going to do some of these where are they now kind of things and figure out what's going on. But it should be interesting to see as we get ready for season 14. The one last thing I will say before we get out of here was that they had them all. Something new they did was had them all reconvene after.
Oh, that's new? I didn't know that because I was curious. I saw that. I'm like, this is awkward.
I thought it was kind of cool. I did notice that Zach was kind of happy to see that Bao said no, but I also think that he should note that Bao doesn't play that flip flop bullshit.
But I mean, we understand why Zach did that to Michaela. It's not because of Michaela's looks or her sexual chemistry. Michaela has some issues. Bao is not that person. Bao doesn't seem... Nothing that she's done on the show shows that she flips out like Michaela, and that's what Zach's looking for.
Look, the minute Bao decides that she's going to go work out, come home, and not take a shower, that may change a couple things.
Well, but we don't know if John... We don't know if Zach takes showers every day. That was a conversation that Johnny and Bao had. True. Zach could be like, once a day, look, I like the natural. Who knows? He could use crystal deodorants for all we know. Like, remember when he had the tank top on and he raises his hands, he's upset? I didn't see white under there. That tells me, is he using crystals? Is he all natural? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe Michaela just likes the funky smell. And that's why she was nice to be up on his arms. Who knows?
Yeah, she's just like, true African male, like back to the roots, Kunta Kinte. Yeah, give me that smell. I'm just saying, who knows? Yeah. But for whatever reason... Things were, and I hope that if Zach and Bao are officially a couple, hope it works.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it works. I feel like really watching this deal, because for you who love the show, for me who hates all reality TV, I went into this stupid shit with an open mind, and I learned some things through it on how I communicate in my dating life,
mm-hmm.
How to be prepared to, you know, you can't go into any relationship thinking that everything's going to be awesome.
Right.
And I'm looking for this like amazing person where everything clicks. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to take work no matter what. Right. Yeah. So I've learned a whole lot about this process. So to that, I'll say thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I still hate you.
Say it again.
Or I still hate you.
No,
for having
that.
To do this show. No, that's what I said. I still hate you for doing this show. And the fact that now I got to do season 14 because Gil and Merla, who will be divorced before okay, question. If it comes out publicly that Gil and Merla are divorced by January when season 14 comes out.
No.
I can't. No. Okay. It didn't hurt to ask.
No, it doesn't hurt to ask. My prayer warrior said no. And I will say, you're right. Learning, you should learn things about, when watching these shows, you should kind of learn some things about the way you communicate, the way you handle situations, the way you view situations, right? Because we all have this, I want 100% of this going into any one situation. One thing I did take away from this is that I realized that I'm also married to Merla, right? And just one aspect in the fact of shoes. Like she'll spend, $1,000 on shoes. My wife loves shoes. She'll spend money on shoes like that. And I remember the first time we went shopping for shoes for me, right? I need some new shoes. And I'm like, he's almost $200. She's like, if you don't buy these damn shoes. And it didn't click to me then. And then later I found out, I know why that was nothing. She'll buy $800 shoes. But again, she has the means to do it and has always done that. And it's one of those things where, and for me, now I have a different perspective in that sense, right? Because before, had you told me, and this is the thing that you got to realize about certain things. This is why I think Gil and Merla can still make it because he's in that mindset, right? Of, if you said this woman spends this much on this, there's no way I can do it. And this is why Jose needs to really pay attention. Because... Mm-hmm. It can change your mind as you're in there and you realize better things, right? Because if you say that our own preconceived notions, you go, they spend this much on shoes. No, I don't want to date somebody like that because I don't spend that much. No.
Yeah.
It's about finding out what are the things and there are different things you do. Like when we went on our first trip out of the country, we both jumped off a cliff. You know I have a fear of heights. There's no way I'm jumping off a frigging cliff. But after she jumped off, I had no choice but to follow.
I didn't know you had a fear of heights. I know you have a fear of fruits and vegetables, but I didn't know you had a fear of heights. Like I've known you for 20 some years, but we've never gone cliff diving together or whatever.
Exactly. And there's a reason.
I did not know that.
There's a reason. So
would you jump out of an airplane?
I've thought about it. I mean, I'll second guess it by the time I get up there, but yes, I love flying. So that's, which is the craziest thing. Fear of heights, but I love flying.
So I jumped out of an airplane February last year, February this year. And it was my first time. It was amazing. And it's right here in San Marcos, Texas, probably about 45 minutes from where I live.
Okay.
I'm coming to visit you in Atlanta in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made the comment before we started recording the show that, well, I guess you're coming up here. I guess I got to come to Austin. I'm like, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Because I'm coming to see you. So what if we say this? I'm going to do Married at First Sight season 14.
Mm-hmm.
But... I hate reality TV, and I feel like I've overcommitted myself on reality TV, and you don't have enough skin in the game in this relationship that we have right now. So what if we say, I will openly, excitedly commit to Married at First Sight, season 14.
Okay.
If you say that, Terrell, when I come to Austin, we're both going to go skydiving and jump out of an airplane. Virtual pinky swear.
Hold on, let me text my wife first, see if that's okay.
You got insurance, right? You got insurance, you got life insurance, you're covered. Virtual pinky swear.
Honey, go ahead and increase the life insurance real quick.
No, all you need is $1 million life insurance. It's $100 a month. Get yourself cremated. Don't buy a casket. It's cheaper. So virtual pinky swear.
All right, here we go.
We're doing this. Yeah, you come to Austin, we're going to go jump out of an airplane.
And obviously, we got to get the video and all that. We'll put it up once it does happen.
When we do jump, they record the whole deal for you. They have people up there that jump that record you. It's worth the money and it's worth the experience.
There's nobody filming from behind just in case I shit myself, right?
No, because you have the person that's filming you is going to jump out first. Mm-hmm. And then you and the person you're doing tandem, because it's tandem.
Yeah.
You're going to jump out. And so the guy that's filming you is going to be there. But they film everything from when you're going through the class and getting the instruction, putting on the actual equipment. They walk you out before you get on the plane. While you're on the plane, you get filmed. I mean, there's a whole lot. I have a video of myself It's like 3 minutes from the time I started getting set up to the time I landed. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. But okay. I will. This will make me feel better about going through season 14. But I will add this caveat.
Uh-oh.
We have to do this before April 2022. You know why I said it. Everybody else doesn't know, but you know why I said it. But we got to do this before April 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
You got to bring your black ass to Austin, mm-hmm. and we're going to do that.
I just got to be my black ass. Jesus Christ.
I've never seen it. Whatever.
Well, look, I'm glad you made it through. We got one more episode to go, reunion episode. We'll have some fun with that one. And so we'll be back again next week. Of course, Monday we do our regular episodes. The audio episodes drops on Monday, video on Tuesday on YouTube. And then next Wednesday, we're back before we take our holiday hiatus until season 14, Married at First Sight, season 13. Recaps. Hey, thanks for taking this journey along with us, man. It's been a fun ride. Please comment below. Let us know what you thought about the decisions. Let us know how right we are. Let us know how Zach is full of shit. And the fact that you're happy that your prayer worked and we're back for next season.
And all those prayer warriors who are on my side, I want you to keep following us and watching our show. Just stop praying. your shit doesn't work. Your shit doesn't work. So don't do it. If anyone on Facebook is like, please send prayers to my family, you group should just not do it. You should just keep scrolling through your timeline and move on. Don't comment.
Hit the like button and keep
moving.
Don't even
put prayer hands and be like praying for you. You're not. And whatever you are, if you are, no one's listening to it. So just you're that group that just shouldn't even do that.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers. Damn prayer warriors.